So what do parents think about Wyoming's K-12 education system? At a time when the state is adopting new guidelines laid out by federal Every Student Succeeds Act and policymakers are considering major funding cuts, Sheila McGuire, the president of the Wyoming Parent Teacher Association, spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson about why the parent voice is so critical.
I think it's a really crucial time right now, both statewide and nationally. We know anybody who's paying attention knows how much of a shortfall Wyoming schools are facing. And I think we all need to be very active and speak up about our concerns and how we think the state should proceed and deal with this. Legislators everywhere need to hear from parents, and we have a lot more strength when we're concerted and there are many of us instead of just one voice.
And what does the PTA look like across the state right now? How many communities have active chapters?
So not very many, really. We kind of have pockets of PTA participation. We have a few schools in Evanston and then Casper and Laramie and Cheyenne. So active PTAs, we just have those four pockets throughout the state. We end up getting a lot of organizations that say, oh, I have a PTA. They really don't. They have a PTO.
So what is the difference between a parent teacher association known as a PTA and a parent teacher organization, a PTO?
So PTAs are affiliated with the state PTA and all affiliated with each other and affiliated with the national PTA. So PTAs have legislative and advocacy wings that focus on providing stuff for kids everywhere, whereas PTOs are just parent groups that can spring up pretty much wherever and mostly just providing events at that one school.
And so what has been the big focus of the Wyoming PTA over the last couple years?
Actually, about 4 years ago, we had no Wyoming State PTA. Nobody had stepped up to run it, and it was defunct. So the last few years have really been us focusing on trying to establish PTA again in a state where it was pretty much dead.
And tell me, why have you worked so hard to bring it back?
Parent participation is really, really key at a school-wide level, at a district level. It's really, really important to hear from parents. Lots of times their input seems to get buried under administrator input or educator input or whatever, and people don't really look at stuff as much from a parent perspective. When you're able to communicate with each other and band together, several parent voices or hundreds of parent voices have a bigger impact than just one. So all of us banding together to say, we want to support Every Student Succeeds, or we want to support non-discrimination policies, or we want to support maximum education funding. All of these concerted voices have a lot bigger impact than just one person. And so I think it's just really crucial to have parents involved in what goes on at our kids' schools. My kids spend more time a day at school than they do with me most of the time. So what goes on there matters. And I think just bringing more voices to the table and having people share ideas, share concerns, share interests, A, it makes you feel not so alone in your concerns when you feel like, I'm just one parent, what can I do? But when you understand that other people have the same concerns and the same issues, it gives you this sense of, I'm not alone, so maybe we can address this. Maybe this isn't as out of reach as I thought maybe it was.
All right, so a PTA theoretically connects parents across the state. Can you give me an example of what PTAs do for individual schools?
Yeah, so we have one school in Evanston that has been PTA for a long time. That school participated in National PTA School of Excellence program, which is at the beginning of the school year, you send out a survey with parents asking them questions like, do you feel welcome at this school? Do you feel welcome at PTA meetings? Is there anything we could do? We take all those answers and then work on them throughout the year and then give the same survey at the end of the school year and look for improvement, look for other things we need to work on. Simply trying to do that and reaching out to more parents has made us aware of other issues that maybe we weren't aware of. It focuses on stuff like, are you sending notes home in Spanish if you have a Spanish-speaking community? Are you reaching out to both parents in households where the parents are divorced or no longer live together? Are you taking consideration of kids who maybe live with their grandparents? These are all things that PTA focuses on because they recognize that not every family is the same. And you have to be ready to meet people in different ways. So just being able to do that and focus on all of these things here in Evanston anyway, parents are paying more attention. They're going to school board meetings more often. They're volunteering a lot. They're helping out with things. And it, you know, is maybe different parents than would have been otherwise if they hadn't been asked to get involved.
That was Sheila McGuire, president of the Wyoming Parent Teacher Association. The organization saw the highest percentage of member growth of any state this year, and the Wyoming PTA will be rewarded for their efforts on June 24th at the National Parent Teacher Association Convention in Las Vegas.